Built in stages from 1890, these stables were concerned not with working horses, but with the riding and harness horses of a powerful landed family. FJ's daughter Elsie had a deep affection for the bush and the daily horsework on the station. From early on, she had an outdoors role to play on the property, if it was only riding out with a message from her father to one of the boundary riders, or later on, joining her father on cattle mustering trips to the outstations. Granddaughter of F.J. White, Anne Philp.
Oh yes, I very much enjoyed going out riding with my Aunt Elsie. She had taught me to ride from a young age. I can remember when I was very young on a pony, we would always be out doing some of the work because she would be helping with moving cattle. Then she would put a lead on my pony and we'd go galloping off, which was rather terrifying at that stage.
Of all the White children growing up together at Saumarez, Elsie was the horsey one. When her family travelled away on holiday or lived overseas, they sent Elsie postcards depicting horses. A somewhat carefree childhood, albeit within the constraints of Victorian expectations. It was reported from a passerby on the road bordering Saumarez that one of the Miss Whites was seen riding astride as opposed to side saddle, leading to an intervention from the family matriarch.